This is our data lead indicating history, physical, patient name, Sipple, S-I-P-P-L-E, Mary, M-A-R-Y, Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, Sipple Mary Louise, date of birth, 1-17-1934, place, Franklinwood Janssens Nursing Rehab. This is a data service, 8-22-2023, data history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 89-year-old female. She was admitted to MedStar Franklin's Care Hospital Medical Center. Patient presented to the hospital. Status post mechanical fall, landed on the right arm. And she was noted her deformity at the shoulder. Patient has intact pulse. Denies her trauma, loss of consciousness. She also has increased swelling on the leg for weeks. Patient was evaluated. Because she has a multiple other medical problem, peripheral edema, hyperlipidemia, chronic AFib, diverticulitis, cellulitis of the leg, ulcerative colitis, and she was evaluated in the emergency room. She was admitted for possible cellulitis, fall, and also new humeral, H-U-M-E-R-A, humeral fracture. She was given IV antibiotic for cellulitis and Lasix for the edema. Patient has a congestive heart failure. She was given Lasix IV. Cellulitis of the right leg. She was taken before Bactrim. In the hospital, she was given IV antibiotics after Axon. Fractured right humerus. Conservative management and follow-up recommendation from orthopedic. Patient was stabilized in the hospital. Subsequently, PTOT consultation done and she was sent to the subacute facility at Franklinwood Janssens Nursing Rehab. At present, when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, feeling weak and tired. She has a history of diarrhea, but currently she reported she has a constipation. Past medical history include cellulitis of the leg, history of C. diff colitis treated in the past, diverticulitis, history of total knee replacement, hiatal hernia, chronic atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, chronic lower extremity edema, obesity, and ureter stone on the right side. Surgical history, she had a history of nephrostomy tube, abdominal hysterectomy, bilateral knee replacement, cataract surgery, cholecystectomy, hiatal hernia surgery, rotator cuff tear surgery. She also reported diarrhea in the hospital and they gave her Lamotil that help. After Lamotil, her diarrhea has been stopped and no more diarrhea. Next, an allergy, doxycycline, levoquin, valium and tape. Reward system, no headache, no dizziness. Constitutional, no fever, no chills. Complaining of generalized weakness. Pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea. Actually, she does have a loose stool, but get better with a more Lamotil. No nausea, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, chronic leg edema, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake. She's medication upon discharge. Before we do physical, let's do the medications. Medication upon discharge, number 1, Aricept, 10 mg daily for dementia, cardiazem, extended release 240 milligram daily, Lomotil 2.5/0.025 Lomotil, one tablet every 8 hours, PRN for diarrhea, Tarsimide 20 milligram daily for leg edema, folic acid 1 milligram daily, Metoprolol XL 50 milligram daily, potassium chloride 10 MEQ daily, oxycodone 5 milligram Q 8 hour, PRN, Colace 100 milligram Q 12 PRN for if needed for constipation. But at this point, we have to put Lomotil on hold because she's told the nurse that she has a constipation. And Senacort 8.6 milligram once a day if needed for severe constipation. And Lomotil, I have discussed the nursing staff, we're going to put on hold at this point. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, blood pressure 107/68, pulse 85, temperature 8.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%.
Where have you been?
Upstairs.
Head date mechanomophalic, eyes anectaric, moist mucous membrane, no ENA discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, no rail, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non tender bowel movement positive, extremities bilateral, leg edema noted, chronic skin changes, neuro she's awake, alert, rent time 3. Assessment, patient admitted with ambulatory dysfunction, status post fall, right humerus fracture, next line CHF, next line cellulitis, right leg, next line generalized weakness with ambulatory dysfunction, next line history of hidradenitis colitis, next line history of bilateral total knee replacement, next line history of chronic AFib, next line history of hyperlipidemia, next line history of ulcerative colitis. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, follow CBC, CMP. Care plan discuss the nursing staff. All the patient questions were also answered.